All right. Well, I'm going to have to patch these together. What do I want to do? Let me start again. Good morning. It is... it's a crazy Thursday morning. I'm about, like, 3 minutes into the walk, and I just got a phone call. So I took the phone call, and I'm going to start again. Good morning. It's... What is it? It's 10:20 a.m. on Thursday, March the 12th, 2020. Okay, start over. Hi. So it's a cold, it's a raw day. The forecast is for rain, and I don't have any trouble believing it's going to rain here. Tomorrow it's supposed to snow, and I don't have any trouble believing that either. March is usually our biggest snowfall by month. October and March seem to be the 2 months where we get the most snow. To be honest, I don't think we've had that much snow this year. So we're due for some snow. I don't know how much it will be. I don't know what it's going to do to walking tomorrow, but I'm walking today. So, I don't know. I don't know what I can talk about today. I don't know what. Really, don't know what I can talk about today. There's so much bad news going around that it's difficult to get beyond it. It's difficult to get. Outside of that gloom and doom bubble. Mary Kay Cadillac. I could tell it was Mary Kay because it was pink. And it said Mary Kay on the side. So I'm guessing. Those are two good signs. I haven't seen one in a long time. I used to see them all the time, but now just see that one. So, yeah, stock market is taking a chunk out of my retirement, and given that I'm 67, that's not good news. It's taken a big chunk out of it, which is causing a certain amount of stress around my household. And honestly, right at the moment, stress is not something that we can afford. I can afford to lose the money more than I can afford the stress of it. However, status. Yesterday was 400,000 words, 150 days. I made it. Today I got my 2,000 words in. I got like 2,200 in this morning. I should have the cover for Wizard's Butler tonight or tomorrow. I'm done with Karen's edits, and I'm just going through her notes now. There are a couple of places where she had a question about the story. And a couple of the places were like, okay, yeah, you should have that question here. That's a good question, and it will be answered in the story. So I need to go through those, and there's probably 20 of them for me to get through. And I'm going to go through those this afternoon. I also have to go to get my neck checked out. I'm going to go get an ultrasound on my neck this afternoon. So today's kind of chopped up and nasty. But I'm getting the walk in. I'm getting the talk in. I got the words in. So my minimum day will be satisfied in about... I'm going to say about 15, 20 minutes when I get back to the house. And then an hour later when I finally get this thing posted. Assuming I remember to post it. The processing goes a lot better. One of the things that takes both memory and disk space is rendering these files. And the memory doesn't have to swap. There's plenty of memory in it to take the whole file in a single gulp. I'm sure it does swap anyway, but there's a lot of memory. There's now 16 gigs of memory compared to 6. So it's 10 extra gigs. There's very little running on the computer besides 2 browser windows for emails and Thunderbird. So that machine actually has improved really greatly. What used to take a minute and a half, now takes 20, 30 seconds. The amount of processing that I have to do is negligible. I'm not doing a whole bunch of stuff before I hit the render, and rendering goes relatively quickly. And it's just long enough. It's just long enough for me to get distracted on a different computer. That's the real danger. I kick a process here, and then I look at the other machine, and then the next thing I know, I've been 20 minutes over on the other machine, and the process that I kicked was done 19 and a half minutes before. So, yeah, not ADHD is not my friend. The words came this morning, not gracefully, but they came. I only had to kill 2 monsters for the words, to get the words. I'm locked in a big monster battle scenario where I have to kill a whole lot of high word count monsters. Now, that's the downside. The upside is the time limit on it is ridiculous. The time limit on 1,400 words is like 7 hours, 90 minutes or something. It's 8 hours and a half or something. I don't know. It's big. It's huge. It's way more than I need for 1,400 words. And the challenge for me is to stay focused because I don't have a clock ticking. I don't have a time to beat. All I have to do is this word count problem. So that's a bit of a challenge, staying focused for what amounts to about an hour. Rudikai took me 1,400 words, took me 2 sessions with mynoise.net. So about an hour. There are 25 minutes. I take 25-minute sessions, 5-minute break. Roofer country here. This guy's parked in the street. There's trucks loading traffic, blocking traffic. There's trailers. There's people standing around talking. I hope to get that house buttoned up before it starts to rain. I don't know if it really sounds as loud on the recording as it does to me. It's really distracting. It's loud and distracting, and I would not want to be in that house while they're doing that to the roof. Just saying. Okay, I've made the turn eastward. The wind is blowing right in my face. That's probably going to make a mess of the audio track. It is what it is. I have a little bubonic plague carrier eyeing me from this. I'd stop and take a picture, but I don't think I can without interrupting the recording, and I'm not going to do that. Okay. Almost at it. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. So my brain is going like a million miles an hour here. It's just spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. There's just so much churn in terms of the anxiety levels, the things that I've got cooking in the next 4 weeks, and then looking out further. LA is a problem at the moment. It may have gone by by the time we have to do the nebulas there. I don't know if that's a reasonable expectation or not. Peak virus in theory should be in the next 4 to 6 weeks, which puts us right on the cusp of the nebulas. I'm going to suspect that NorwestCon is going to cancel. They're like 3 weeks out, I think. And Seattle is not a good place to be right now. So I don't know what that's going to do. Everybody's sort of holding their breath. The reality of it is that while we don't have any verified cases of COVID here in Greeley, you'd have to kind of be really gullible to think that just because we haven't tested any doesn't mean there aren't any, or just because we haven't found any means there aren't any. It just means we haven't found them. There's one case 20 miles away, verified case 20 miles away, in a town that uses Greeley as its basic shopping. So those people, the people who live in that house, almost assuredly shop here at Greeley. So they've been here. There are people infected here. It may be me, for all I know. So we're basically, in the last like 48 hours, gone from, okay, this is bad, too. Okay, this is really bad. And I think I talked about this yesterday. Probably about the same place in the recording. There's nothing I can do about it. And my wife is really upset, and I understand. I don't see the value in getting upset about it. I don't know if it's my stoic New England upbringing, or if it's denial or what, but it'll be what it'll be. It is what it is. All we can do is what we can do. We can't really do much about what other people are doing. I'm supposed to go to Denver next week, but at the rate things are going here in Colorado, I expect that the universities are going to close and go distance, try to go distance delivery of classroom education. They may just extend, I think spring break is coming up, so they may just extend spring break a week. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Nobody's made any announcements. I do need to talk to Tom Locke and find out what he wants me to do. I suspect he offered the opportunity to do it remotely, and I suspect the answer is it's probably what we should do anyway. And either link me into the class if he's caught doing the class online. Link me into the classroom using you know, a laptop with a projector on it, set up a microphone. It wouldn't be that much, wouldn't be that difficult to do. The wind is really whipping right past my face here, so I'm probably hearing it in the recording now. What is it coming out of? It's coming out of the southeast. I'll put my back to it here in a minute. It's cold. It is really raw. The ambient is 40, but that wind is really kicking. Ah, there. Okay. I got a little bit of wind cover. Got the wind at my back, so we're good. So what a day. What a beautiful day. I mean, it's cold, but it's pretty. It's not raining. Wind is a little chilly. It's very spring-like. It has a lot of that spring flavor to the air. Things aren't green yet, but you know they're not too far away. The city came and ran a drag around and cut down all the grasses, cut down all the weeds. This big field here, which is usually covered, is now pretty much mowed down. There's a couple of clumps that the mower missed, or he missed, or something. There's enough wind, I can feel it blowing my mustache around. if you've never had a mustache, it's a really odd feeling to feel the hairs on your mustache flapping on your upper lip. Yeah, my beard flaps too occasionally, but when it's strong enough to flap my mustache, that's something. Ah, across the last street. I'm reading Witching for Grace. Deanna Chase's Witching for Grace, which is, it's really quite cute. I'm enjoying it a great deal. It's another one of the paranormal women's fiction set. I'm enjoying it. And I haven't done anything on the treadmill, so I haven't watched any video entertainment at all for weeks. Well, a week and a half, maybe. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Today's a little short because I cut off the first couple of minutes, but I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.